No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Well, as we look back on 2020, we've probably experienced some things we don't want to relive. But in the middle of it all, there were things worth celebrating. So let's look back on the year that was and on memories which are absolutely Alabama.
In a time before, we began the year in Baldwin County with the story of a girl and an olive. And while Beth Clark made olive oil, Tom and Lane McNew made horseshoes. The sparks were flying in Moundville at the National Welding Academy. We found inspiration in Northport with Scott McQueen's folk art and food fit for the plane at Auburn's Bow and Arrow. History and hospitality were the order of the day at Hooper House in Gunnersville, and we explored ancient paths in the Bankhead National Forest. We answered the call of the wild at Houndstooth Game Calls, saw a Selma landmark called Sturtevant Hall, had a look at legendary putters, Black Belt Adventures in the bird dog capital of the world. Then came COVID. So we washed up at Boll Weevil Soap Company, went fishing with the Lake Eufaula Easter Bunny, carved out some time for forged works of art, and heard from one Tuscaloosa business owner finding a way to keep his shop alive in the middle of a pandemic.
This is getting emotional.
Everywhere we went, people were coping with corona. In Moulton, Redland Cotton made masks. The Boyd family fed their Coleman County neighbors. Full Moon fed a barbecue-hungry community. Sam Romano remembered the days he helped send men to the moon. Sam is the kind of man who keeps marching on. They were keeping it green at Extreme Greens in Auburn. We met a woman named Soapy. You can probably guess what she does. They do things the old-fashioned way with some modern twists at Childs Farms in Greene County.
The way we farm now is much different way was when I began farming.
Snapper fishing was on our mind when we visited Orange Beach. We stopped off at Sweet Creek Farm, got to hear the history of Greasy Cove General Store, and looked up Lookout Mountain Goat Ranch. We met Mama.
It's like, yeah, that's me, you know.
And read a message in a bottle. We visited Orchards, Artis, and Orville. We saw rolling stores, pecan pies, remembered war times, and went to Ted's and Terry's. And in the middle of it all, there were still reminders there are some things worth celebrating.
Santa always exists. Santa will never have a blue Christmas.
And from Fort Payne, Alabama,
we have with us Mr. Fred Hunter. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Fred.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. It's a real opportunity to visit with you this morning.
Well, I'm excited. I had a guy from Fort Payne, Alabama, so I could just play that right there.
That's exactly right. those boys have done a lot of great work there in their hometown, and have always stayed true. And of course, we had an opportunity this past year to visit with Randa Starnes, who is, of course, Randa Owen Starnes, who of course is Randy Owen's daughter. And her father has a ranch up there that he and his father used to share crop. And he wound up buying it, and he's got a cattle operation there. And they now have Tennessee River Music, and they have a market there close to Fort Payne out on Lookout Mountain. And so, yeah, those guys, and Randa, I remember her saying that she had said to her father so many times, thank you for not moving us to Nashville and for letting us stay here, you know, and make a somewhat normal life, as normal a life as you can have as a member of the family of the Alabama Band. So, you know, you like to hear stories like that people, you know, try to stay home and those guys. And I know your program is a lot about doing good. And Jeff and Teddy and Randy have certainly done a lot for that community, for the whole county, as a matter of fact, in terms of their charitable donations and still being part of the community.
Well, DeKalb County is a great part of our state. John Dersham, a good friend of mine with DeKalb County Tourism, sure. Buddy of ours. I'm sure he's a friend of yours as well, Fred.
He certainly is. John claims that he has appeared in one capacity or the other on Absolutely Alabama more than anyone else. And I'm not sure if you know this or not, but John, you know, he had a book, My Alabama. It was a very successful collection of his photographs. It was out this past year. And then John has a new book coming out that he posted something about that over the weekend on social media. I sent him a message. I said, I feel a John Dersham call coming on. He said, I was just thinking about you. But John is just an unbelievably talented photographer and a great proponent for not only, you know, the area there in North Alabama where he works, but for the entire state of Alabama. So John is, you are correct. John is a very great friend.
My listeners are familiar with that first book because John came on, and I did see the post about the second book. John will be right in line with the Mark White Show again, and got to know John through Alabama Mountain Lakes, and I was a member of that as a restaurant, tortilla factory, and then also as tourism director in Limestone County. So I have a really good relationship with John, and just a great guy, and love that area. You went to Fife High School, the home of the Red Devils. I know that as well.
The home of the state champion. Three championships in a row. And I believe over the 10-year period, Coach Benefield and those young men won 5 state championships, and now they've just added another in their first year in 3A. So I couldn't, and of course I knew Paul, but I knew his two brothers as well, and played ball with them in high school, and we just couldn't be any more proud of Paul and of that community and of what those young men have accomplished. It's been a great story, and not just about the football team, but about the entire community that supports them in a small town. And I always tell people, they say, exactly where is Fife? And I said, well, you know where Fort Payne is, and most people do. I said, you get off at the Fort Payne exit, turn left. Just keep going straight. If you get to Rainsville, turn left again. If you get to Geraldine, you've gone too far. You've missed five, so turn around and come back. Not exactly the crossroads of the universe, but it's a very, very special place.
Speaking of special places, I love the state of Alabama, and I love being able to recognize difference makers in our state and also be able to let people know that when I'm trying to make a difference outside of the state of Alabama and recognizing people outside of our state, that this is a show that originates in the state of Alabama. We talked about that yesterday, and we have a lot of really great people like Robert Reeves here in North Alabama did for Channel 19 for so long. You're able to go around the state with Absolutely Alabama and get to know these small business owners and get to know about these events and activities, even being recognized by Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourism last year with a special award.
You mentioned Robert, but I'll probably date myself a tiny bit here, Mark. But I remember when Grady, his father, was on. So my knowledge and appreciation for what that family has done for their communities in North Alabama is that's a long-standing admiration for those folks. Absolutely.
Well, Robert came to my tortilla factory more than once. It was early in the morning. I would make the tortillas for him. Me and my wife would have the tortilla factory going, and Robert would be in there with the camera crew filming. And I just loved having Robert and being able to share. And one of the things that I mentioned as we were introducing this show, Fred, is that you really offer a really great service to those in our communities who have small businesses and efforts that they want recognized. And it does give them a really incredible vehicle to be able to share what they do.
In the state of Alabama, I've told this story before, Mark. We had done a story on a great project where they started the lifeguard program down at Orange Beach, and there previously had not been lifeguards. Unfortunately, it was on the heels of a tragedy. A young lady named Molly got caught in a rip current and drowned. She was a young teenager at the beach with a church group, and you know, they really didn't know about it. And so her mom and dad started a program and gave them the seed money to start the lifeguard program many years ago down at Orange Beach. And they said, you know, we'll be glad to do this, but we want to call it the Molly Patrol. So if you go to Orange Beach and see those lifeguards in those bright yellow shirts, if you look on the sleeve of the shirt, it will say Molly Patrol. So we did that story, and I had a lady from Huntsville comment to me a few weeks after that. I saw the story you did on Orange Beach. She said, it was kind of a puzzled look on her face, Mark, I never knew we had such beautiful beaches in Alabama. I said, you never been to Gulf Shores? You never been to Orange Beach? No, never have. I said, well, we got to get you south of Montgomery at some point. But then just a short time after that, we had done a story actually with Malia and John with Alabama Mountain Lakes Association with a new publication they had called The Waterfalls of North Alabama. And this lady from Dothan comments to me, she said, I never knew we had waterfalls in North Alabama or in Alabama. And I said, how long have you lived in Alabama? She said, all my life. So I said kind of the same thing to her, Mark. I said, we got to get you north of Montgomery at some point. We got to get you, you know. So that's what I tell people. And again, hearkening back to our earlier conversation about John Dersham, and John says that people will stop at the rest stop coming in, coming out of Georgia, and coming into North Alabama there in DeKalb County at the rest stop, and they'll say, are we in Alabama? You know, because they're looking at the mountains, and of course you've got Sand Mountain on one side and Lookout Mountain on the other. So I just encourage people, you know, not just to patronize these folks that are the small mom-and-pop businesses, but my goodness, get out and see your own state, because, you know, I defy anyone, nothing against Cherokee, North Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee, but I defy anyone to find a more beautiful drive in late October and early November than going down Lookout Mountain Parkway there around DeSoto State Park. And I challenge anyone anywhere to find more beautiful beaches than we have right here you know, in South Baldwin County. So from one end to the other, and in between, you know, we've got the wonderful Black Belt with so many things for outdoors people to do, I've done some work in the past year or so with a group called Black Belt Adventures, and basically the Black Belt has been thought of as a place where the men went to either hunt or fish, and yet there are a number of bed and breakfasts, wonderful restaurants that have opened up in that beautiful crescent that runs from the Tuscaloosa County on over to the Georgia line, where, you know, the soil is so rich and the experience now is rich. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you like the mountains, if you like the outdoors, or if you just like the beach, there's something for you in the state of Alabama.
I love that. And if it's okay with you, Fred, we'll take a quick break and come back. And I want to talk about the resilience of the people you have come across over this past year with COVID-19 here in 2020. It was a difficult year for people when it came to business. Absolutely. And tourism has just really taken a hard hit. I know that from being a part of Alabama Mountain Lake. So let's talk about that when we come back.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we have Fred Hunter with us, WBRC Fox 6. He is a meteorologist there, but he also is the host of Absolutely Alabama. We're talking to him about all things Alabama today. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Hey, good looking. Don't worry about cooking. Head over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, grab a bite to eat, and visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, where they're honoring Alabama's music achievers. To plan your visit, go to alamhof.com or give them a call at 256-381-4417. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all
inches of burly, so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We are in the state of Alabama, and I'm talking to a guy who is part of absolutely Alabama. His name's Fred Hunter from WBRC Fox 6 down in Birmingham, Alabama. As we said, he was born in Fort Payne, went to Fife to high school, state champions, Fife Red Devils. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Fred Hunter.
Five times in 2A, and now once. Six state championships in football, and that's not counting the days when the girls from Fife, the basketball team, won three, four, five state championships as well. So it's not just football, and it's not just the guys. We got some fine female athletes out there as well.
So congratulations to them. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Fred Hunter.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Mark, and I really appreciate, you know, anywhere I can stand on a soapbox or a stump and talk about the great state of Alabama, then I do that, because, you know, there have been, and let's be honest, you know, when people say Alabama, there are certain things that come to mind, all of which are not good. You know, if you want history, I've done a story down in Montgomery. And here's something that's surprising, Mark. The ladies there with Montgomery, with the Historical Commission, said it is amazing how many people have never even visited their own state capitol. And it's your capitol building. Go, if you haven't done anything, go to the state capitol. You know, wander around. They welcome you there. And you can go across the street from the state capitol and see the first White House of the Confederacy. And then you can walk right down the street, and there's a museum there that they've just done a wonderful job restoring, the Greyhound bus station there where the Freedom Riders came through. So I tell people, if you want to walk through history, you can walk from the Civil War through civil rights and never leave downtown Montgomery. So there, you know, just about anywhere you want to go, you can see pages of our history. I should point out, since we've been talking about North Alabama, our segments also air on WAFF on Channel 48 in Huntsville, and they also air on WSFA, which is Channel 12 in Montgomery, and on WTVY, Channel 4 down in Dothan, and they also air actually on WTVM, which is it's physically located in Columbus, but that's the Columbus-Phoenix City area, which also includes Barber County. Well, you know, known for Lake Eufaula and the big bass capital of the world, and Bullock County, and of course Lee County, which is Auburn, Opelika. So that our stories air over in East and in Southeast Alabama, and all the way up into the Tennessee Valley as well. So, you know, we're kind of statewide. We don't have can't see us in Mobile, Pensacola yet, but we're working on it.
You mentioned Auburn, Opelika. Your wife, not far from there, from Sylacauga, I understand. I have one radio station down there, Kix 100.3, which is Radio Alabama. They carry the Make a Difference Minute. I'm close to Auburn, Opelika in that radio area with Radio Alabama.
Well, and Sylacauga is very important for me, for us, in a lot of different ways. Of course, as you mentioned, it is my wife's hometown. And we've done a number of stories there. Of course, David Purcell, I count among my friends with Purcell Farms there, close to Sylacauga, and Buttermilk Hill Restaurant. If anybody's looking for a good place to eat in Sylacauga, it's about halfway between Birmingham and Auburn, and I defy you to get a better steak than you'll find there at Buttermilk Hill. And while we're on the subject of Talladega County, I should mention. My friend Randy Jinks, who's the probate judge of Talladega County, and Randy and I became acquainted when he was working for the state parks. And this kind of segues into what you wanted to talk about earlier, and that is tourism. Most people don't realize that agriculture and tourism are our two biggest income producers in the state of Alabama. So if you have children who are in school in the state of Alabama, if you spend your tourism dollars in our state, that money goes directly into the education system. So, you know, that's very important to me. And if you have children, it should be important to you as well. But you also mentioned just a few minutes ago, Mark, what a hit. And this has been an ongoing struggle, and it's something that Randy and I talked about when we were doing stories on the state parks. The number one income producer in the state park system is Gulf State Park, and there's a beautiful new lodge down there. The state lodge was wiped out, of course, by Ivan, and there is a place there that I promise you is a five-star place to stay and eat there at the lodge at Gulf State Park. And then they've done a lot of refurbishments. If you don't want to go to the beach, you know, you can stay at Gulf State Park, and there are trails there where you can walk and look at the wildlife and ride your bike. And there's just a lot to do there. You know, it's not all just go and lay on the beach all day. But during the series of hurricanes which we experienced, you know, beginning with Ivan, which wiped out a lot of the tourism dollars for the state park, there. They were just getting that back up and running. And the number two, getting back into North Alabama, income producer for the state park system is Guntersville State Park. Well, then on April 27th, it takes a direct hit from the tornadoes. So, you know, the two big income producers for the state park system really took a big hit over the last several years from hurricanes and from tornadoes. And that's, you know, that's just a fact of life. If you live in the Deep South generally, and in Alabama specifically, but every time, as Herb Malone, who's head of the tourism at Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, says, every time that's happened, and of course I was there. I was on the beach reporting when Sally made landfall this past year, and Sally did a tremendous amount of damage just because it was such a slow moving storm. Of course, it did damage to the state pier. But as Herb Malone points out, every time that's happened, and I think this speaks to the spirit of the people there, the Alabama Gulf Coast comes back bigger and stronger. And so that's just a story of resiliency and what those people have been able to do, Mark.
Yes, and speaking of that as well, in 2020, it has been a year of resiliency for small business. And really what you've been able to do, Fred, and I've watched the programs, you've been able to say they're open for business.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, that brings to mind a couple of stories we did just this past year, a couple of which you highlighted there on the on our story, our kind of summation of 2020, one of my very oldest friends, maybe my oldest friend, is Charles Sperling. Charles has the shirt shop there in downtown Tuscaloosa. If anybody's ever been to an Alabama football game, been downtown there on 6th Street, Greensboro Avenue, Charlie's been there for 40 years. And Charlie started out selling shirts out of the trunk of his car to students at the university, and he would take orders. He would drive back to his home in Covington County and fill those orders and drive back and deliver them. So Charles literally started the shirt shop out of the trunk of his car. Now, obviously, you know, this past year, you know, he's missed, you know, the boost in consumers from A-Day and from graduation and from Easter, when he was, you know, all these things, he was closed. And yet, as you say, he's found a way to serve. And that's Charles's message is, hey, you know, the merchants, and not just in Tuscaloosa, but the merchants in the state of Alabama, they want to be of service to you. And then the other one I have to mention is my friends at Redland Cotton. And those folks started out, you know, making cotton sheets, and basically they grow the cotton right there in Moulton. They gin the cotton right there at Jaeger Gin Company in Moulton, and then they have it made into sheets. Well, you know, when all this happened, as you know, Mark, the rural hospitals, the rural health care, they were, you know, kind of underserved when it came to getting protective garments, protective masks, and so forth. Well, Redland Cotton stopped what they were doing in their sheet-making business and started making masks, making these PPEs to give specifically to the rural hospital. So, you know, everywhere we went this year, you saw that. You know, the farmers up in Coleman County, we talked to them with Boyd Harvest Farms, and that is a third or fourth generation farm. It's Mr. Boyd and his wife, and they have 9 children. And those people work that farm, and it's been in the Boyd family since his grandfather literally walked from Georgia until he found some land he could afford. He bought this land, and it's been in their family all this time. And with the North Alabama Agriplex there in Coleman, you know, people have been able to still get fresh vegetables, to still get, you know, their food in a safe manner that, you know, you call in and they say, here's what we have today. And they bring you food out to you at you know, in your car. And so, you know, everywhere you look, you found people who said, okay, what can we do? How can we help? And, you know, just, it's a matter of neighbor helping neighbor. It really is.
How does it make you feel, Fred, to be a vehicle like you are, to be able to spread the word about these businesses and tell these stories?
Well, it's gratifying, Mark, in that, you know, I'll get, we did a story, I mentioned the Black Belt earlier. We did a story down at Oroville Farmers Market. Now, you probably have never been to Oroville, and it's just kind of a little wide spot in the road, but it's down south of Selma. I mentioned the Black Belt earlier, and so they have so many. You know, the Oroville Farmers Market had shut down. Lisa and her husband came in and reopened it, and it really is one of those cycles that we hear about. They sell the seed to the farmers. The farmers go and plant the crops there. And of course, the Black Belt is known to be such a fertile area of our country for growing things. Then they come back with their crops, and they're able to sell them at the farmers market. And then they have a little cafe restaurant that's open there. And so the people who come there to you know, take part in the tremendous hunting and fishing opportunities in that area, they don't have to drive back to Montgomery or to Mobile to find a good place to eat and to find good food. So that's, you know, that's what this year has been all about. And I heard from the folks over the holidays, got a very nice card and said they had so many people to come in that had never been in there before, never been to Oroville before, down there in South Dallas County, and say, hey, we saw this, you know, on Absolutely Alabama, and we wanted to stop in and see what the Oroville Farmers Market was all about. So, you know, you hear something like that, you go, you know, maybe we're making a dent. I would like to hope so, Mark.
I think you probably are, and if I wasn't stuck for 3 months in Selma at Police Academy, I probably would have made it to Oroville. But they wouldn't let us go too far off of the base when we were training to be police officers. That was 20 years ago.
Well, you ought to go back, because I'm telling you, Oroville Farmers Market, especially on Friday. Now, they have great food during the week at lunch, but Friday is Catfish Friday. If you haven't had those fresh-caught catfish at Oroville Farmers Market, I'm telling you, those ladies back there in the kitchen are magicians with a frying pan and some hot grease.
And they sure love you right now for mentioning their business. And that's what I love about this, is because you're able to use your experience, pass it on to other people. They didn't hear about Oroville before. They didn't know about Oroville before, and now they do. And then suddenly they're, let's make a trip. Let's go to these places. Let's go visit. Let's go see what Fred saw.
And the great thing, Mark, and I didn't realize this, not to give you too much inside baseball here, but when I was a kid growing up, my dad had a job. And we got transferred every 2 to 3 years to another store for him to run. He was the manager of a variety store. If those people don't remember that, there was such a thing as a variety store. They also called it a dime store in the days before, you know, the big box stores. And so As you mentioned right off the top, I was born in Fort Payne, but when I was young, 4 or 5 years old, we moved to Jasper over in Walker County, and then I started elementary school in Clayton, down in Barber County, right there, you know, close to Eufaula, of course. And then we moved to Op, and I actually lived in Op longer than I lived anywhere else growing up. But we also lived for a year in Elk City, over in Tallapoosa County, and I lived in Atala for a year in Etowah County. And so, and as we've discussed, I've graduated from high school from Fife up in DeKalb County. So all those places that I was living, which seemed so terrible at the time because, you know, you were always the new kid and you always had to move off and leave your buddies and that kind of thing. But it was kind of preparing me, Mark, for what I do now. So I won't say I'm ideally suited for what I do, but I certainly there's very few corners of the state of Alabama where I can't come and know some people and be able to feel at home. It doesn't matter, you know, if I'm in Muscle Shoals or if I'm in Dothan or if I'm in, you know, Baldwin County down on the Bon Secours River where my dad used to take me fishing when I was a kid, or, you know, out on Lookout Mountain, then, you know, I feel at home. And I hope people understand. I know you have people all over the country listening to your broadcast. I hope people understand that that's the great thing about Alabama is if you come here, my great good friend, Miss Catherine Tucker Windham, who, of course, is the famous Southern author, and we lost Catherine a couple years ago, and she would never let me call her Miss Windham. She always insisted I call her Catherine, but Catherine had has written a book. Of course, she's most famous, I guess, for 13 Alabama Ghosts and Jeffrey. But she wrote a book called Alabama is One Big Front Porch. And she pretty much encapsulated, you know, our great state by the title of her book that, you know, if you stop in Alabama, it's one big front porch, and you can find friends and friends you never knew you had.
I love that, and I appreciate the fact that you shared about your dad moving and carrying the family. My grandfather, who raised me, was a preacher, and so the very first time we moved to Birmingham from Athens, Alabama, I was in the fourth grade, and I was not very happy about it. I can see some similarities in why you're doing what you're doing and why I'm doing what I'm doing, because, as you said, you may not have been happy or thrilled that you were moving when you were younger, but the relationships that you built and the communities that you got to know, it's irreplaceable.
I have made this comment before, Mark, and I do believe it. If you don't believe that there's a plan for your life, think again, because a lot of the things that are happening to you seem so terrible at the time. Maybe that's a little force bigger than us working behind the scenes that, you know, where we can't see the end game, but there is an end game, and there's a plan for all of our lives. It's just a matter of finding it and following it.
Yeah, because little Mark would have stayed in Athens, Alabama. He never would have moved to Birmingham. I know that. But it definitely changed me. And, of course, I became very familiar with the Birmingham area, central Alabama.
We got to get you south of Montgomery, man. Yeah, but you got to plan your jump. Go in the summertime and stop when you get to Clanton. Stop and at Peach Park.
That's
and,
right.
And get you a big old basket of peaches. You know, that's the other thing. People don't realize the trickle-down effect of things like we spoke about hurricanes earlier. And I talked with some folks there that have a large peach operation in Chilton County. And you wouldn't think that a hurricane like an Ivan or like a Sally to go near would affect a peach farmer in Chilton County. But a lot of the folks didn't come to the beach after those huge events, especially with Ivan, and more recently, of course, with Sally. Well, a lot of those folks were coming down from places like Michigan and Indiana and going to vacation on the Alabama Gulf Coast or the Northwest Florida Gulf Coast. And they would stop in Chilton County. That was one of their stops. And go and get a basket of peaches and take them with them to the Gulf, and then they'd stop on the way back and buy another basket of peaches. Well, that's an exponential factor there, that those people didn't come, for a summer or two. And there again, you think about it hurting tourism dollars, but it also hurts, our friends, the farmers in places like Chilton County. And also, I again spoke with Herb Malone last year prior to Sally, and he was talking about the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville. And when they have a big year in tourism on the Alabama Gulf Coast, the Alabama Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville also reports an increase in tourism dollars, because people stay, they're coming through. This is where they built the rockets that sent men to the moon, and it's right here in Alabama. We got to stop in here and see this place and see what it's all about. So, it affects everything. And again, not to be preachy, but, if you're looking, if you're planning on a vacation for the upcoming summer, plan on seeing your own state.
I totally agree with that. And I do want to make sure that people know how to follow you, Fred, because I want them to capture these stories. If they haven't heard of Fred Hunter before, and I know a lot of people have, but if they haven't heard of Absolutely Alabama and they haven't heard of Fred Hunter and WBRC Fox 6, then I want them to be able to find you and find these amazing stories. So if you would, Fred, share how people can connect with you.
Mark, I've got three Facebook sites, and I've got two Twitter accounts, and I'm on Instagram at Fox 6 Fred Hunter. There is an Absolutely Alabama Twitter. There is a Fred Hunter on Twitter. There's a Fred Hunter, just plain Fred Hunter on Facebook, which I think you have to be a member or friend or something. But the two that everybody can have access to is Fred Hunter WBRC on Facebook, and also Absolutely Alabama. That's the easiest one to remember on Facebook. And every week we'll post something about the stories which are going to be coming up. And then over the weekend, people say, "Well, I'm in California. I can't watch, Channel 12 in Montgomery, or Channel 4 in Dothan, or Channel 48 in Huntsville, Channel 6 in Birmingham." No, but you can click on it there on the Absolutely Alabama on Facebook, and that will take you to the website, and you can watch the stories on your computer. So anybody, anywhere that has access to a computer can follow Absolutely Alabama, especially on Twitter and Facebook.
And I know, as a former business owner with the Tortilla Factory and Restaurant, it was gold when I could get Robert Reeves or Southern Living Magazine, which covered my business back when I had it in Southern Living, and to reach out. And I know that these business owners are go-getters. If a business owner's listening right now, someone has an event or an attraction that they want to promote, how do they get in touch with you? How do you select these people?
That's always tricky, because now we're only doing one story a week. We were doing five a week. For 5 years, we had a 30-minute program, and that program is only in reruns now. It's no longer being produced, but we do still have the stories which run in the newscast. And by the way, every week I post the times and the stations where it'll run, because it runs on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on the various stations, and I always post those. So if you follow Absolutely Alabama on Facebook, but the easiest way, you can email me. And I do have people ask me that, Mark. They'll go, "How do you find all these little bitty, out-of-the-way places in these little bitty communities?" And I go, "Well, number one, you stop the truck, and you get out to somebody to tell you a good story. We have to get off the interstate and do that sometimes, but it's worth the detour. You can just email me to answer your question. Just fhunter at WBRC. That's WBRC, Whiskey Bravo Romeo Charlie, fhunter at WBRC.com. And I might not get to you. There's some of these stories that people have suggested to me 5 years ago, and I'm just now getting to them. But if the Lord lets me live long enough, Mark, I'm going to, as I tell people, I could shut off my emails. I could shut off all my social media accounts. I could turn my telephone off, and I'd have enough stories for the next 5 years. But, you know, send me your story, and as I say, I'll get there as soon as I can.
We just want to make sure that our state is well represented and that our businesses and these efforts that people are out day in and day out, they're working hard across the state of Alabama, and we do want to make sure that we recognize them and their efforts and let them know that we appreciate what they do and be that vehicle to help get the word out. And Fred, I appreciate what you're doing through Absolutely Alabama and your work as a meteorologist. It's all appreciated, buddy.
Well, thank you so much. And again, I said this right off the top, but it bears repeating. I so appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today. I really do.
It's a little different on the other side, isn't it? You're being the guest.
Well,
but I like that. I like you being able to share what you're out there doing and your passion for it.
Well, it's an opportunity. So anytime I get an opportunity to talk about our program or more importantly about the state of Alabama, then I welcome the opportunity to do that.
Folks, we appreciate Fred Hunter joining us here on the Mark White Show today. You can check him out, Fred Hunter, WBRC. He's with Fox 6 there in Birmingham, Alabama. Absolutely Alabama. Check it out on Facebook. You can follow these stories. He's doing an incredible job representing the state of Alabama, which we both love. And we want you to find out more about the state of Alabama and hit the state, hit the road, go find these places, support tourism, support these businesses, support these events when these activities arise. Go and support your state, as Fred said. It's very important that we do that. And folks, I hope that this show has made a difference in your life, and maybe there's some places you're thinking about now that you want to go see in Alabama. I hope that it's helped. This show is here to make a difference. I'm here to make a difference in your life. I hope that it is making a difference, and I hope that you'll share this show with your family, friends, and neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. This show is dedicated to my friend Zach Green, who passed away early this morning. His battle with COVID-19 for 2 months, he battled. Huge Alabama fan, Bama Zach. Just hate to lose my friend, my buddy, but he was struggling so hard, and our condolences to his family and all of the friends that Zach Green had, and this show is dedicated to him today. So folks, keep Zach Green's family in your prayers as they move forward with making plans for his funeral. Zach was well-loved, and he was loved by me. Thank you, Fred, for joining me today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Folks, this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love you, dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
My sunshine. Oh,
this is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain?
Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.